Santa Barbara Theater of the Air presents Gretchen Evans and William Smithers in The Siren Song of Stephen Jay Gould by Benjamin Bettenbender. We are at the bank of a river near a bridge stanchion. A woman walks slowly along the bank, staring across the water. She stops, lost in a moment. Now she reaches into her pocket, removes something, hesitates, then pulls her arm back to throw. Suddenly, an anguished cry is heard from above that gets louder as it continues. She starts to look up, and a man falls on her, knocking her over. The two roll down the bank, coming to rest in a twisted heap. Neither moves for a moment. Then the man gets up slowly, wincing, and looks back to her.
Oh, my God. Are you all right, miss? Miss? Are you all right? Miss, are you all...
I'm sorry.
I didn't know
what you... What did you
do? Nothing, I just shook you.
Why?
To see if you're okay.
I think my arm is broken.
Oh, God. Move your fingers.
Why?
That's how you tell.
Tell?
If your arm is broke.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, that's how you tell if your fingers are
no,
broke.
No, because they freeze up.
Excuse me?
Your fingers when your arm is broke.
So how do you tell if your fingers are broke?
X-rays. Here. Sit up. Sit up. Now, try to move them.
I am.
Oh, man, I knew it.
They're shaking a little.
Are you doing that on purpose?
No.
It's a bad sign.
In what way? Bad how?
Could be a fracture.
No, you already said it was broken.
Right, but a fracture is worse.
It's the same exact thing.
I don't think so. It's like another degree of break with shards and stuff. That's why it sounds like that. Fracture, frack. See? It's much worse than break.
Shards?
Oh, don't worry. It's fine as long as you don't get jostled.
What will that do?
You don't want to know.
Oh. You're bleeding.
I am?
Your head.
Oh. Is it bad?
No, I don't think so. It's just a little cut.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, at first, I thought it was a laceration, but then I figured it was only a gash. But now I'm pretty sure it's
fine.
Just a...
Fine. Make fun if you want. Oh.
Can I ask you something?
What?
Well, I'm a little woozy still, so I apologize if this sounds strange, but did you jump on me? Did you?
Well, I didn't exactly, no.
Did you fall?
No.
Were you thrown?
I leapt.
I see. Then when you said no, what you really meant was yes, you did jump on me.
I guess so.
Were you trying to rob me?
No, I didn't even see you.
Oh, I was standing right there. Didn't you check first?
No, I was... I should have. It was irresponsible of me, but I thought I was over the water.
The water's way over there. It's low because of the drought.
I know. I mean, I realize
and anyway,
that now...
Anyway, what were you doing... Just a second.
Is it hurting?
No. I mean, yes, it is, but that's not the thing right now. It's just hard to express myself when I get this way.
Injured?
Angry.
Oh.
I mean, you jumped on me.
And I'm really sorry.
How dare you?
I'm really, really sorry.
You idiot. You stupid idiot. You could have killed me.
I feel worse than I could ever tell
All
you.
Because you wouldn't bother to look before leaping off a bridge.
Look. You know, maybe the thing to do right now would be to get you to a hospital in case that
and
arm...
What had... kind of dunderhead goes swimming dressed like that in jeans and spats?
They're not spats.
Whatever. What sort of fool goes...
They're ankle weights.
Oh, great. Even better. Why not strap a millstone around your neck while you're at it? That way you could be sure to... Tell me this isn't what it looks like.
It is.
No way.
I'm serious.
Tell me you weren't trying... You weren't jumping.
To my death, yes. Hey!
Off that little bridge! With those things on your feet, without even checking.
Excuse me?
The water.
What are you doing? What's so damn funny?
Even if you hit it, the water. It would barely come up to your waist.
I told you, I didn't know about it.
You'd be standing there with your feet stuck in the mud with those ankle things on trying to. Trying to pull them out. Schlop.
All right, that's enough. I mean it. This isn't something that you make fun of.
Oh, what? You mean trying to drown yourself in a puddle?
I didn't know it was that low, okay?
I was leaping into the mud to my death.
I was trying to go head first, for your information. The ankle weight swung me around when I was in the air, so my feet came back under me. All right, that's it. I'm not talking to you.
Oh, no. Wait. I'm sorry.
Oh, forget it.
No, you're hurt.
Too damn bad.
Hey, stop, all right? I won't laugh anymore. And I could use some help myself. This was your fault, after all. You're not just going to leave me here, are you? I'm still a little shaky.
From laughing?
Oh, from being landed on.
So, why were you jumping?
I told you.
Yeah, but why? Depressed?
What kind of a question is that?
A logical question, I should think.
Right. And when you see a person lying down with their eyes closed, I suppose you ask if they're sleepy. Someone's chowing down on a plate of pasta, you wonder whether they're hungry. Duh.
I hate to interrupt your mocking of me, but it's not really that simple. What you're talking about doing goes a little beyond basic bodily functions. It's not simple cause and
yes,
effect.
Yes, I am depressed. Are you happy now? The answer to your question is yes.
Oh, because you don't seem it.
Oh, that's it. Well, no, I'm sitting over there.
No, wait. I'm serious. Depression is a specific medical condition with a recognizable set of symptoms.
Well, I have them, plenty of them.
I don't see any.
That's because I'm irritated right now.
There you go. People in a suicidal depression don't get irritated like that. They're apathetic.
Whatever.
That's why I thought it might be something else.
Like what?
Oh, an illness?
No.
Bad news? A loss?
Nope.
Fear?
Of what?
Someone's trying to kill you and you don't want to wait for it to happen, so you do it yourself.
Nope.
Guilt?
Over what?
How should I know? Maybe you got into an argument and beat someone into a coma and found out later he was a Zen Buddhist who had taken a vow of nonviolence and couldn't defend himself. And he had 6 kids and was working on a cure for blindness.
What was the argument about?
Or maybe... Maybe it's love.
Love?
Maybe you're heartbroken over a romance that ended. Or that never was.
What's so bad about that?
Are you kidding? That's about the best reason of all, to want to drown yourself. Meeting the person you want to be with forever, and then realizing it can never be. Knowing you'll grow old and die without ever again looking into the one set of eyes that brings peace to your heart. Someone who makes you feel like you can face anything in the world as long as you can do it squeezing their hand.
But you just said that I didn't seem depressed.
It's not depression. That's something far more profound.
What, sulking?
What did you say?
Sulking. How is that more profound than depression?
I don't think you quite understand what I'm getting at.
What is not to understand? You like someone, they don't like you back. Woo-da-woo-da-woo. You mope around a few days, maybe a couple of weeks, play around with the idea of killing yourself just to show them how sorry they'll be when you're gone. Then you get bored with it all, you get interested in someone else. It's all better. What? What is it? What?
I don't want to discuss this anymore.
You brought it up.
That's before I realized you lacked the emotional sophistication to understand what true loss is.
Oh, I should have guessed it, though, judging by your pathetic, half-hearted attempt to kill yourself.
Half? Listen, you judgmental. If we had had even half the rainfall that we usually do, I'd be dead right now, gone. Dragged to the bottom of a dark river with my lungs filled with water, you'd been on the shore watching, thinking how depressed and emotionally sophisticated I was to have done it.
Yeah, but you didn't, did you? And you want to know why you didn't? Because you're too shallow. Because you never experienced a pain so strong it would make eternal darkness seem like a bargain by comparison.
Oh, and you have, I suppose.
More than you, I can tell you that.
Then why are you talking about it? Why aren't you floating around in eternal darkness, all happy and carefree?
Listen, I was close. I was this close.
What, you gave your wrist a little scratch? Took a few too many aspirin?
I drank poison, bucko.
What kind?
None of your damn business.
Come on, you're so committed. Tell me what kind of poison you drank. Maybe I'll go buy some. Well?
It was, I believed at the time, poison. And that's what matters.
What does that mean?
It means that even though what I drank, in the firm belief that I was, in fact, ending my life, even though it was still horrible and extremely dangerous in large doses, it wasn't technically poison.
So what was it, buttermilk?
Ipecac.
Pardon?
Ipecac. I drank Ipecac.
But that's the stuff that makes you...
I know what it is now, all right? I know better than anyone. But before that, I had only been told never, ever to touch it. And my folks, they kept it on the top shelf of their medicine cabinet, hidden in the back, and so I thought it must be lethal.
I bet it felt lethal.
Oh, you have no idea. Oh. Anyway, I'm not going to make that same mistake again.
Oh.
No. As soon as I've completed a single, sweet, symbolic gesture, I'm going to go back and do it right.
Well, what will it be this time? Death by X-lax?
Why don't you just leave, all right?
What, you get to make fun of me? I can't say the least little thing about you?
Oh, no. You got your dig in. Even the score. So I don't see what we have anything else to discuss. Nice meeting you.
I thought you were hurt. You needed my help.
I'm better.
Thought your arm was broken.
It'll be fine.
Well, I just can't leave you here.
Sure you can. Go back to playing in the mud. Goodbye.
It hurt pretty bad, eh?
I told you not to worry about
it. No. The person, the Ipecac guy. That must have been pretty awful for you to feel that way.
What do you mean, sulky?
You know what I mean.
It was pretty bad, yes.
I'm sorry it happened to you.
Thank you. And I'm sorry that whatever happened to make you feel like jumping off a bridge happened to you. And if you don't tell me what it was, I'm going to strangle you with my good hand.
Hey, I don't know anything about you either.
Oh, you do too. You know I was in a romance that destroyed my will to live.
But you didn't go into any details.
After that moping around crack, you don't get details without earning them. So, give, Kamikaze. I'm laying odds on crushing gambling debts.
Stephen Jay Gould.
Who?
Stephen Jay Gould. He's the scientist up at Harvard.
Ah, and he flunked you, and you had to drop out of school, and it ruined your life. Oh, no, wait. He stole your research and published it and got famous and married your girlfriend, and you ended up broke and alone and bitter. Well, maybe you should just tell it.
He's an author. He writes about trilobites and dinosaurs and musicians, stuff like that. Anyway, a while back I got into a big argument with someone at work about why there are no 400 hitters anymore.
You work at Harvard and you're arguing about baseball?
I don't work at Harvard. I work at the carpet warehouse.
Oh.
Anyway, I said it was relief pitching, but he keeps going on about the right wall of human physical achievement and how I should read this book by this guy Gould.
About trilobites?
About evolution.
Not about baseball?
Yes, it's about baseball. It's complicated. He's writing about 400 hitters, but he's really talking about how we're this big accident.
Us?
People. How most life on Earth is basically bacteria, and how everything else is just sort of not bacteria.
So?
Well, the way he explained it made sense. I could see that it was all true, you know? I could see that life was pretty much just a lot of microbes swimming in the dirt, and all the things we see around us and find beautiful and live for just a fluke. They're this statistical aberration that can never be repeated if you start it over. People, us, we would never happen again. There's nothing inevitable about any of it.
So what?
So everything. If we're this oddball, 1 in 50 million chance occurrence, and it means everything we believe about who we are and why we're here is wrong. Religion, philosophy, the transmutation of the soul, none of that is anything more than noise.
Oh, I get it. This is one of those deals where science and religion don't agree. You put a bounty on this guy, right?
What?
Your group, your cult sent you to snuff him out, and you couldn't do it. No, you did do it. But just before he croaked, you realized he was right, and that you had been used by the cult members.
Could I finish, please? It was just I felt bad because of it, okay? Nothing else. I never met him. He didn't do anything to me. All I did was read his book. And it made everything seem pointless.
Germs did?
Not germs. Watching all creation exploding like a billion pop rocks right before your eyes, and realizing you're as random and as insignificant as a single one of those sparks.
No, pop rocks don't have sparks, they're candy.
Sparklers, then. A billion sparklers.
Sparklers don't explode. No, I'm sorry, but it's true.
Okay, fine. Argue with everything I say. But if you could grasp what it was that he was getting at, you would see it as clearly as I do. And then you'd know that feeling hopeless isn't just something when bad happens or when you can't have something you want. You'd understand that knowledge all by itself could drive you to the edge of despair, that an intellectual crisis could be as bad as anything that life could dish out.
So tell me.
Pardon?
Explain it to me so I do understand.
You already have enough to worry about. I don't want to make it worse.
No, I really want to hear it. It'd be nice to know that the things I've been feeling bad about aren't really so terrible.
Yeah, but not everyone gets it. Lots of people read the same thing. They don't
try me.
It's complicated, see? It'd take a lot of time. It's almost dark now.
You can't do it, can you?
What?
You can't explain it to me.
I most certainly can. It's just that he uses so many technical examples to explain his point.
Like baseball?
Yes.
I understand baseball.
But there's lots more. Horses. And drunks. Drunks staggering up to a curb. And the bacteria thing, bacteria and trees, and which weighs more?
You have some nerve.
Now, wait a second.
Intellectual crisis, my eye.
Look, just because I can't repeat it doesn't mean it didn't affect me, okay? When I did read it, I understood it fine, which means that if I went back and read it again, I'd have the same reaction to it, which means I can know life is meaningless without being able to say why.
Oh, stop. You're casting a shadow across my soul.
Look, I'll get you a copy. See for yourself.
Actually, I'm surprised he was even able to write the thing in the first place. It seems like once he had figured out how tiny and random he was, he would have nosedived straight into the Charles.
That's a fat chance.
What's that mean?
That means there's no way he's going anywhere.
But why not? He must have known better than anyone how nothing matters, right? Well, except for you, of course. And he might even have been able to articulate some of it.
Yeah, but people like him just don't.
Don't what? Kill themselves?
That's right. You don't have a great job and a bunch of books you wrote and a nice house and probably a wife and maybe some kids and a lot of money and a car with leather seats and a monster engine a great watch and 20 pairs of pants and really cool sunglasses, and then just go and check out on all that.
Honey, he would know that there was nothing but a black void to look forward to.
Right. All the more reason to hunker down in your beach house and try like hell to live forever. No, I'll tell you when you check out. When your life is so crappy, you embarrass yourself just thinking about it, but you keep at it because you figure it must be for a reason. It must be meant to be. And then you go and read some rich idiot's book telling you how you're really just some tick on the ass of an evolutionary elephant. There you go. What's left? No family, no money. Your last girlfriend so long ago you can't even fantasize her anymore without feeling guilty because she's too young for you now. And you look at all that...
She'd be older, too.
What?
Your girlfriend. Wouldn't she be older as well?
Yeah, but I don't remember her that way. Anyway, there it is. You add up everything worth living for, you get a negative number. Like your life was a credit card and you're looking at bankruptcy. That's when you do the nosedive, right at that exact second.
How much older?
Excuse me?
How much older are you now than she was then?
I don't... What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I just want to get an idea of what you think is too old.
Why on earth would you care in the slightest?
Oh, it's one of those things people have different opinions on. Look, if you don't want to tell me, that's your business. But you did bring it up.
Not to talk about.
Fine. Whatever. You were saying?
What?
Before we got off the subject.
I don't know. I can't remember now. It's 11 years, by the way.
You haven't had a girlfriend in 11 years?
No. I'm 11 years older now than she was then.
Oh, well, that's not so much. How much older than her were you when you broke up?
If I tell you that, you'll know how long it's been since I've seen someone.
Well, you have nothing to live for and want to end it all. What do you care?
Just because I want to die doesn't mean I want to give up my dignity.
You might want to take off those ankle weights before you say that. Oh, come on. Come on, it was a joke. Tell me.
No!
Tell me, please.
6 years.
Since you've been with anyone? That's a long time.
No, since... See, I knew you'd get it twisted around and make me look bad. No, I was 6 years older than her when we broke up.
Oh. So it's only been 5 years.
Right.
Well, that's nothing. Anything under six is acceptable. Yeah. Was she nice?
Sure.
Pretty?
Very, like a painting.
Painting of what?
Of a pretty woman.
And you miss her?
No, not anymore.
You said you fantasize about her.
No, I said I can't because I feel guilty.
But you can only feel guilty if you do. So you must. What was she like?
I don't know. Regular, I guess.
Just how a woman wants to be described.
No. I meant not special in any way.
Then what do you fantasize about? What?
She was funny and smart, always reading.
You fantasize about her reading?
I remember it, yeah. And being in her apartment. And her being in mine. And ordering pizza and staying in bed and watching TV. And her starting to say something and my knowing what it was even before the words came out. And her listing all my faults and calling me a jerk and doing it with this smile, it made it seem like she was saying she loved everything about me.
So why did you break up?
Well, that's personal.
I know. Everything we're talking about is personal.
That's true. I had a problem with her cat.
Uh-oh.
He pissed in my hamper when she was staying with me. I sort of gave her an ultimatum about it.
Bad move.
I didn't know. She was gone so fast I barely had a chance to apologize.
So it's been hard then?
Hard?
Without her.
I don't know. It was better with her, I'll tell you that. The cat would have died eventually.
Did you think about her today?
I think about her every day.
I mean, when you were going off the bridge.
Sure, I mean, not just her, the bacteria stuff mostly, but she sort of flickered in there for a second. Mm-hmm.
You know, that sounds suspiciously like romantic sulking.
No. See, I knew you'd think that if I told you. I was not jumping because of her, all right? I would have done it a long time ago if that were the reason.
But if she hadn't left, would you still be doing it?
How should I know? I might never even have read that book.
But if you had, if you read it, and she were at home waiting for you with a pizza and a movie, would you still do it?
I think that kind of intellectual crisis mostly happens to people who don't have girlfriends that they're nuts about.
I see. So, what now?
Oh, well, I didn't bring a car because I didn't think that I would be going back, but if you need me to, I can drive yours to an emergency room.
Oh, that's fine. But I meant, what's next for you? What are you going to do?
I don't know. Try something else, I guess.
Oh.
Or maybe wait to see if we get some rain. I kind of had my heart set on the bridge thing.
Well, you might want to try a bigger bridge this time.
I would. This is the only one around.
Heck, go somewhere. Drive down to New York. They have lots of bridges there. You could get a hotel, see a show, make a weekend of it.
Wouldn't it ruin the weekend if I knew I was going to jump right after?
Might. But might make it better, too. I'd say you're in uncharted waters with that one.
I guess. What about you?
Me?
What are your plans?
I don't know. Everything got thrown off for me.
How?
I had this thing I wanted to do, and now I'm not sure when I'll be able to do it.
Tell me.
No, I'd rather not.
Come on. Maybe I can help.
I was going to throw this into the river.
What is that, a ring?
No. A ring box, yes.
But not the ring?
Well, I thought about it for a while and decided that it would be a sin to throw something of real value away. And since the box is technically what he presented me with, it would be fine if I just tossed that.
Well, that makes sense.
But, see, I throw with my right hand.
Oh. I could do it for you.
No.
It'd get there the same as if you did it.
Yes, but I wouldn't be doing it myself.
But you would be seeing that it got done. It'd be just as good.
I don't think that's how it works.
We don't know how it works. We're in uncharted waters here.
Oh, all right, then. Chuck away.
One, two, three.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Feel better?
I don't know yet. I'll give it some time. You ready to go?
Oh, sure.
Maybe I should be helping you.
Well, I'll be okay.
At least to the car. Here, lean on me. Go ahead. I'm strong.
So you think that maybe now you won't have to? You know?
What?
If you're feeling better about the whole thing.
You mean killing myself?
Yeah.
What? You think I changed my mind that easy?
No, I'm not saying that you changed your mind.
Toss away one little ring box and everything I'm feeling just flies away with
us. No, I just thought, I mean, if you wanted to, I thought I might try that trip to New York that you suggested.
Oh.
And I thought if you wanted, if it wasn't too weird or anything, because I know it's this big personal thing, but if you wanted...
Are you asking me to jump with you?
Only for something that worked for you. I mean, I know that bridges aren't for everyone.
No, the bridge is fine. I'm just not sure when I'll be doing it is all.
Well, it could be any time. You could call, let me know.
What about seeing a show?
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. And a ball game, a museum, anything you wanted.
Oh, well, I don't know. I have to think about it. But it might be nice.
And I could lend you my copy of that book if you're interested.
Good. I'd like that. I read a lot, you know.
You have heard The Siren Song of Stephen Jay Gould by Benjamin Bettenbender. The man was played by William Smithers, the woman by Gretchen Evans. It was produced and directed by your host, William Smithers. Recorded at the Production Room, Santa Barbara, California. Sound editor, Lars Nelson. This has been a production of KCSB and the Santa Barbara Theater of the Air.